Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
You got another one, boy. ATL. Yeah. What's up, Brooklyn? What's up, son?
What's up, Fabo?
Hey, man. I got that black MX with me. AKA, I throw it in the bag card. Yeah. My baby girl, I treat that lady well. Ain't nothing so-so, and I know JD well. A couple Benzes, black, white, Grimcel. Got looking like they we miss a Mercedes sale. Don't wonder what I do, just know they pay me well. They keep that Gucci and that Louis on my lady L. That's the way we feel. Must be nice, man. You with the right man, you ain't got a price then. Or ask how much, not what I look like. Son, I'm from Brooklyn, what it look like. You get it, cause I got it, so you get it. In Miami, they say, don't stop, get it, get it. Mommy do the speedy, daddy do the duffel. Bags full of chips, we ain't talking Brooklyn.
Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching, positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight, my expert guest, Ellen Fine, co-author of the New York Times number one bestseller, The Rules, Time-Tested Secrets for Capturing the Heart of Mr. Right, and four books after that, will help settle the score on a question that many couples struggle to answer while dating and during their marriages. Who should pay? Tonight you'll learn the rule of thumb for who should pick up the check on the first date, when to go Dutch, guidelines for dividing the wedding and honeymoon expenses, and more. Plus, find out how you can get your hands on a free copy of her latest, of Ellen and Sherry's latest rules book. But first, let me introduce you to Ellen Fine, our expert tonight. Ellen is the co-author of five books, as I mentioned earlier, along with Sherry Snyder, The Rules, The Rules 2, The Rules for Marriage, The Rules for Online Dating, and the new Not Your Mother's Rules, which provides answers for every woman dating in the digital age. Ellen and Sherry also offer private phone and email consultations, seminars, and other products and services. Both are married with children and have been best friends and partners for 30 years. Talk about long-lasting relationships. I think I smell a rules book coming on for friends, Ellen. Ellen and Sherry reside in New York and New Jersey. So she is one of my neighbors. Ellen, thanks for stopping by Relationships 360 Degrees.
Thank you for having me.
All right, no problem. I'm very honored to have you on the show. You're definitely a icon in popular culture. I know that your books have, you know, been mentioned in many movies and are endorsed by many celebrities, which I'll get to here. I want to tell you guys, you know, what some celebrities have said, you know, about Ellen and Sherry's books, some great stuff. And I also want to take this opportunity real quickly to give Sherry, who's out celebrating her birthday with her husband, a happy birthday shout out. I'm sure she'll listen to this show once it's over. So happy birthday, Sherry.
Thanks.
And Ellen, since, you know, since releasing your dating guide, The Rules, in 1995, you and Sherry have received, as I said before, a lot of praise from women and media around the world. You know, Beyonce, who is married to rapper and business tycoon Jay-Z, said, "The Rules has worked for me." That was a quote from her. Oprah said that The Rules isn't just a book, it's a movement. And also, People magazine calls The Rules a must-read for women seeking success in romance. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the impact of The Rules books and, you know, about, you know, the impact that they've had on the world? And did you expect them to be as big as they are when you, you know, wrote the first Rules book back in 1995?
Never in a million years did we think it would ever have had such an impact. In a million, in 100,000 million years, in a trillion years. We basically knew some people in the city, and Sherry was a writer, and I said, let's write these rules down, because we were meeting girls, and they were, some friends of Sherry were calling me from the city, and I was already married with kids, and I didn't want to get so many phone calls at home. And so, you know, we just decided, you know, if we write it down, then everybody will, like, just stop calling us. And we didn't put our pictures in the book. I just thought that was the end of it. And then we went to England, and someone gave Princess Di a copy of the book on her birthday in July, and it was on television, and then it just boom, 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 boom. And then Sherry had done, you know, this really is speaking for women, just in terms of not even relationships, but business building. We really did it like one woman at a time. A woman would write us. What happened is I decided that women should be able to, you know, get in touch with us. So we put a P.O. box. We got a P.O. box, and then they wrote to us. And then two women from New York City – no, first we got a phone number. And two women called on the same day from New York City. And I was like, you know what? We're busy. Let them talk to each other. So that – then Sherry had done a camp newsletter, The Rules some things. So we did the Rules News, and we would start mailing everybody, you know, if you're in New York City, call this one. We made contacts.